It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
And Charlie, we've started picking out some seeds and different things that we want to plant in our gardens this spring and summer. In terms of vegetables, I kind of want to branch out a little bit. Do you have any suggestions for some unusual vegetables that would grow really well in a small no-dig garden or a raised garden bed?
So there's a couple different varieties, and I like trying some of the unusual ones. You know, there's the pole beans and the peas and all that stuff. But I want to just highlight a couple unusual ones I've grown over the years that I really like. One is a vining zucchini. It's called tromboncino. It harkens back to my Italian roots. Tromboncino is this vining zucchini that can grow 10 to 15 feet long, and I put it up on a wire fence trellis that we have around the perimeter of our garden, and it just goes crazy on that. And it produces these long fruits that have very thin necks that end up with a bulbous bottom. They could be long, they could be like 3 feet long, but I usually pick them when they're about 10 to 12 inches long. What's nice about them is that neck is all solid, meaning you can chop it up and put it in a stew or a soup or roast it, and it doesn't really break down like a traditional zucchini would. So it's a really cool plant, and one added benefit is that it is resistant to the squash vine borers. The next one I want to talk about is cucamelon, which I think we've talked about on the show before. It looks like a cucumber plant and produces these small 1-inch diameter, round or oval shaped fruits that look like little watermelons, but they taste like a cucumber with a little lime flavor to them. They produce an abundance of fruit, so really make sure you have room for them, and they do need to be trellised. Up a 45 degree angle trellis is best for anything in the cucumber family. You'll get a bunch of them there, and you can eat them raw, you can throw them in salads. We mix them in salads with different oils and vinegars and things. I've even seen people pop them in a martini. Another one that's really kind of fun is a variation of a pole bean. It's called a yard long bean. The one I like in particular is called red noodle. This has burgundy red beans that grow down, and they could grow a yard long, but you want to stop them when they're about, I'd say, a foot long. And then you can harvest them and chop them up, and the red noodle is nice because it has a burgundy color and it holds that color as you cook them. So, you know, you get a handful of these guys and you've got a whole meal ready to go. And then finally, try the Malabar spinach, which is a tropical vine that vines up. It has these spinach-like leaves with red stems. They're kind of waxy and thick leaves. I like to cook with them more so than eat them raw, but you can do both. They're kind of mucilaginous, so that they'll thicken a soup, for example. And they grow really well, and they love the heat. In fact, all of these vegetables love the heat. So if you're going to start these indoors early, you want to do it about a month before the last frost date, but don't put them out until June, because you're not going to get much production until August, September. But if you have the space for them, they're really worth growing.
Okay, how about a question from one of our listeners, Charlie? This is from Diane in Pulteney, and she writes, I've heard you speak of using horticultural oil on apple trees at this time of year, so I went to get some. I was surprised to find out that it wasn't as straightforward of a purchase as I thought. Could you please tell us exactly what to buy?
Sure, Diane. So horticultural oil, or a dormant oil really refers to the time of year you spray it, is usually a petroleum-based oil that you can spray on dormant trees like apple trees, fruit trees, those kinds of trees, to suffocate any kind of overwintering insect eggs or different stages of insects, for example. And you want to do it on a warm day when its temperatures are above 40 degrees and it's going to stay like that for a day or two, and of course not on a windy day. And when you do spray it, you want to spray it on both sides of the branches, really coat the branches with it. Now, you can use the petroleum-based product. That's probably the most common one, and it's very refined, so you don't get a real sense that you're spraying oil, literally, on the trees. But if you don't want to use that, you can use a vegetable-based oil, like neem oil. Neem oil is used for lots of different pest controls, but it also could be used as a dormant oil too, to be sprayed on these deciduous trees. Now, you can try to spray them on some evergreens, but you got to be careful, because some evergreens like cedars and junipers and spruces will not like having this spray on them. So check out the label, make sure you spray them on the appropriate plants, but it's a good thing to do to kind of get on top of any kind of pests you might have in your garden for next year.
Very good. Here's another question from Naomi in Perkinsville. Naomi writes, I'm looking for help with tiny gnats in some of my houseplants. We'll be starting garden seeds in the near future, and hopefully we'll be able to protect the seedlings. Any natural deterrents?
Well, it sounds like, Naomi, you have fungus gnats, which is a gnat that gets into the potting soil of houseplants, and it lays its eggs, it turns into a little maggot, and then takes off and turns into the adult that you're seeing. Now, it doesn't really harm the plants. It's really eating the organic matter in the soil. So one of the easiest things to do to get rid of them is to repot your houseplants, or the ones that you think are the ones the biggest culprits, with some fresh potting soil, and clean out the pots really well. Maybe clean them with a bleach solution to kill any eggs that might be in there. And then get some fresh potting soil. Now, if that's too big a project, you can also just get some sand and put it on top of the potting soil, making a layer there. So when the adult fly lays its egg, it lays it in the sand and it dries up and it dies. And the final thing you could do is there is a commercial product called Natrol, G-N-A-T-R-O-L. And this is a bacillus that you can drench the soil and it'll kill the larval stage or the maggot stage. So you've got some options.
All right. And send any and all questions concerning indoor planting, getting ready for your spring and summer garden, or your house plants, to All Things Gardening. Find the link on how to submit your questions at vpr.org when you search All Things Gardening, and find this episode anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're always welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.